After September 11, the U.S. military occupied bases and deployed troops to former Soviet republics, in part because of the fear that those countries could become centers of al-Qaeda activity. In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, a force trained by Americans now has a new mission. Georgian soldiers, trained to fight Islamic militants, will instead guard a pipeline that's being built to carry oil for British Petroleum. Natalia Antalava has this report.
American Marines have been training Georgian troops at the Vaziani base just outside Tbilisi. They've come here to teach the Georgians how to fight terrorists, and that includes anyone who might attack the Baku-Tbilisi-Jehine pipeline. The head of Georgia's National Security Council, Tedo Djaparidze, acknowledges the new mission.
Trained and equipped units could be used to guard, and provide security for a pipeline, Baku-Tbilisi-Jehine.
The American ambassador to Georgia, Richard Miles, also sees pipeline duty as a task for the U.S.-trained Georgian troops.
The Georgia Train and Equip program, under which the U.S. Marines are equipping and training Georgian Army troops, does provide a backup, ready reserve force, a kind of a quick action, ready response force, which would be able to handle a major attack on the pipeline.
The pipeline will provide the West with its first outlet for the oil reaches of the Caspian. But it took more than a decade for the U.S.-backed project to get underway. Oil companies were reluctant to invest billions in a pipeline that would run through the politically unstable Caucasus. But Ambassador Miles admits the project was of great strategic interest.
The American government consistently pushed for the construction of this pipeline. We wanted access to this oil and gas, for one thing, and we also wanted to assist the Azeris in breaking the monopoly on the other alternatives to this pipeline.
Finally this year, British Petroleum launched construction. Not everyone is pleased, though. International environmental groups say BP and the Georgian government are sacrificing the environment for the sake of the project's security. The pipeline will pass close by the Borjomi National Park, home to a famous source of Georgian mineral water. The alternative was to take the pipeline through an area of Georgia where the Georgian government has only limited control, and where Russia still has a military base. Georgian President Eduard Shevardnadze says the Russians themselves might not be a threat to the pipeline, but he says some pro-Russian elements might be. The Baku-Tbilisi-Jehine pipeline is the biggest investment in the region. It will bring Georgia as much as $65 million a year in transit fees, a lot of money for President Shevardnadze's government. Most important, though, Georgians believe the pipeline will move them closer to the West and away from what is seen here as Russia's destabilizing influence. For NPR News, this is Natalia Antalava in Tbilisi.